Michael H. Cohen, founding attorney and president of the Cohen Healthcare Law Group, and welcome to today's Healthcare Legal Adventure.
This is Michael H. Cohen, aka Daddy, and I find that the best way for me to record something meaningful is to make this message for my dear son, Alexander. Alexander, as of this recording, you're 4 years old, and so you're too young to absorb all of the points in this podcast. But this message will be here for you as you grow older. And I want to say it's coming through me to say, from a higher intelligence, from another intelligence than my own, to say broadcasting on all frequencies to all of humanity. What are we broadcasting? The time is now. These are the end times. We've all seen it. We know it. The concerned scientists are pushing the doomsday clock ever closer to midnight. And the way we're living is simply untenable in every way. People know this. That message is out there. What I want to say is that today I was at the gym and I see things in ordinary life and they're reminders. There was a screen in front of me and the gym station was playing these videos of music, and they were all about people dressed in pretty much dark clothes with dark messages, wearing gold chains, making these disturbing in-your-face hand motions and singing about doom and destruction. I think one guy, his name was called Uncle Murda, M-U-R-D-A. Now, why someone would call himself a murderer, I don't know. It's pretty sick if you look at what's out there. And I don't talk a lot about politics because the politics of the day come and go. And by the time word gets out, it's ancient history. But one thing is very evident. There's a lot of meanness out there. There's a lot of vilification, demonization, put-downs, nastiness, ugliness, hatefulness. It's everywhere. You know, whether it's one party or the other, it doesn't really matter who you're aligned with. You see that this is the general trend. In the most recent news, one of the senators was trying to put down the other members of the committee, or maybe it was a congressman, by saying that everything that was going on was theater, pure popcorn. Well, in the hands of a very intelligent satirical writer, irony could be comedic and very appreciated. In the hands of somebody who's just trying to say something mean, it's gratuitous and frankly demeaning to the whole process. So that's not very positive. But what is positive is that I was sitting in the gym locker room trying to shield myself from the onslaught of the negative messages from the screen, and came downstairs into the locker room, and suddenly, after the shower, had this experience of myself, after being bathed and cleansed by the beautiful liquid, I had this image of myself from the outside as a vehicle of evolutionary consciousness. And that's what we are. We're here to serve. We're here to serve our own purpose, and we're here to serve a world purpose. And it occurred to me that I'm going to put in the next version of this into rap, because I think the poetry's nice and it'll rhyme and it'll be a little bit more catching. The main idea here is that when I step away from everything that's about me, and that's the I, like that constant stream of thoughts in my head, I've got to do this and I've got to do that, and I should say this to so-and-so. And so-and-so said that to me, and they did this to me, and I did that to them. And I guess when people are mean, it's I'm going to do this to them. That's all really the ego. And it's not a part of my deepest self. The part of my deepest self is this identification that I have with these otherworldly intelligences. You can call them angels, spirits, divinity, shamanistic presences. You could follow Jung and call them archetypes. You could call them ET brothers and sisters, or some people call them the brotherhood and the sisterhood. They're out there. They're here. We can feel their presence. We're supported in a world of spirit. Everything we do, we swim in a world of spirit. The other day, we watched this movie Coco, and the gem is at the end. It's the scene of the little boy playing his music and singing and dancing, and all of the ancestors are there. They're like these illuminated, colorful shadows that presumably physical people can't see, but they're there from the land of the dead intersecting with the land of the living. And that's what it's really like if you tune in to those energies, frequencies, deities, archetypes, shamanic presences, parts of yourself, brothers and sisters in spirit, whatever you call it, it's all there. And interestingly, back to you, Alexander, we were at the museum, one of the museums of Balboa, and there were these cases, and you would pull them out, and then it would illumine some lithograph or etching from other cultures, and you kept pulling out the ones where there was like the Christ child, surprise, surprise, and that's you, and you would pull out like the Battle of Light Against Dark, and Archangel Michael throwing down Lucifer, and goodness over evil. Really, there is a battle going on. There's a battle for your mind. There's a battle for influence, for persuasion, for control. All these messages that are bombarding us, in a way, it's very challenging because you're only four. You're totally pure. You're innocent. You take all these messages as granted, as natural. They're around you. And I'm continually exposing you to messages from your inner being. You like music. You like to dance. You like martial arts. You like to watch dance performance with us. You like to go to the theater. You are a quiet observer of human emotion. You like to express yourself. You like words. You like verbal wordplay. You enjoy simply the pleasures of being alive, being in the body, experimenting, exploring, playing the edge of who you are. And, you know, these things that we're bombarded with, the meanness from politics and the odd videos that are playing in the gym and even some of these weird competitions on the cooking channel. I mean, they're not intrinsically bad. It's nice to cook, but there's just so much coming at us all the time. And, you know, very little thought is given to how they actually influence us and whether they come from the angelic side or the other side. And I'm not trying to be fundamentalist here. It's something worth paying attention to. Now, as the listener knows, I always tie this into healthcare law. And again, what is the ultimate definition of health? What is health? What does it mean to be healthy, holy, wholly alive? E. Cummings said, "Who cares for the syntax of things will never wholly kiss you." So what does it mean to wholly embrace life, to be in the peak of health on all levels, including spiritual health? How do we reach that? How do we know what it is? How do we get the signs from inside without becoming dogmatic, inflexible, hurtful, destructical, and I just made that up, elliptical, speaking of the elliptical trainer. It has the good and it has the exposure to the maleficent images and the verbiage of the dark side coming through the disturbing hand motions. So, let's use our hands for healing. Let's use our words for health. Let us use our bodies as a vehicle of consciousness to co-create our transformational, most illumined, most awakened vision of who we are. That is my wish for you, my dear son, that you will grow in strength and maturity and resilience and resist and see what truly is. That is a skill. That is an art. That is a deep atonement, attunement, and atonement to your innermost self.
You've been listening to the Healthcare Legal Adventures podcast. This is Michael H. Cohen, president and founder of Cohen Healthcare Law Group. If you'd like to hear more episodes, simply go to CohenHealthcareLaw.com. Go to the tab that says blog/podcast, and you can download more episodes. Or visit our other website at healthcarelegaladventures.com, where you'll find online courses, DIY forms, and other resources to help you with your healthcare legal adventure. We look forward to seeing you on the next episode.